This is a game that, like I said, is a mirror opposite of what happened in Marlette. And I would expect that Coach Rubel is going to say, okay, look, you know, let's just go ahead and start playing some basketball right now. We need to go ahead and understand what they're doing, and we need to come out and stop those ICBMs from finding their mark. Right now they're 2 for 2 from the beyond the arc, with Barrett George hitting two trays with 6 points for him, and Andrew Storm taking it right up the middle, right in the teeth of the defense. So right now it's going all Marlette way.
The only points for Harbor Beach, Jason Gaffke on the putback for 2 points. Marlette bringing the ball up. Andrew Storm, your point guard. Going against James Shelke, he stands on the three-point line waiting to defend. Trying to push him to his left, he goes to his right into the lane, pull-up jump shot just inside the free throw line. It's good. Andrew Storm with 4, Marlette by 8 points. 10-2, Shelke down the baseline, goes up, and it's stripped away and brought in by Sean Quady. We're going the other way, and this one, the pass down the in transition, tipped out of bounds by Cody Seaman. Marlette ball.
Quady with quick hands stripped the ball from Shelke. And right now, Marlette's inbounded the ball right to Quady at the top of the point, back over to Chris Storm.
Chris Storm's son, Andrew Storm, dribbles into the right block, and the finger roll is good. Not much defense from Harbor Beach, and it's a 10-point lead for the Red Raiders. 12-2 with 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Brady Kirsch in the right wing to Jason Gaffke. Double team going up, goes up strong, misses it, gets his own rebound from the left block, and actually stripped away by Quady. Harbor Beach without a rebound yet. Going down in transition is number 5, Barrett George, with a layup. No good. Rebound still loose and goes out of bounds. Harbor Beach with the bounce and breaks their way.
I have no idea why Barrett George is going inside with that ball when he is 2 for 2 from beyond the tray arc. Go with what's working for you.
James Shelke sits down, replaced by fellow sophomore Ryan Seaman. Both Seamans on the court for Harbor Beach.
Ryan Seaman in the last game had 18 points.
Brady Kirsch tries to feed into Tyler Vollmering, and we have a whistle. And the foul goes against number 14 for Marlette, Sean Quady. That's the first for him and Marlette's first team foul. Cody Seaman will inbound right side of your radio underneath Harbor Beach's own hoop. With 4:32 left, they trail 2-12. They feed into Ryan Seaman, top of the key. Dives down the lane, loses on the way up, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the line for 2 shots. This will be the second team foul for Marlette. Foul goes against number 25, Isaac Dale, his first.
That's important because Isaac Dale does have a propensity to foul. The other thing to notice is also is that Ryan Seaman, he was the one that scored 18 points down in Marlette, and getting him in that ball game, it gets him to the foul line. He hits the first one, and of course that's the kind of shooter you want to get hot anyways if you're Harbor Beach.
Harbor Beach will take any points anyway they can get him. He gets the first free throw and he gets the second. 2 for 2 for Ryan Seaman on that trip. It's now 12-4, Marlette by 8.
They know who Ryan Seaman is.
Yes, they do.
Storm came right out on him on defense when he was standing out there by a tray. He couldn't launch the tray, though. Quady with the ball.
Quady with the ball, dribbling top of the key against Ryan Seaman over to the left wing to Andrew Storm. Goes down baseline, feeds it back out to George. George double-teamed, and he traveled with it. Moved that pivot foot one too many times, and that'll be a turnover for Marlette, their second of the night. And gives the ball back to Harbor Beach, trailing by 8 points. We're halfway through the first quarter. 12-4, Red Raiders over the Pirates.
And that's 2 possessions in a row where the Red Raiders came away with nothing.
Ryan Seaman dribbling down the baseline. He loses it, and luckily it bounces off a Marlette shoe. Harbor Beach ball underneath their own hoop. Cody Seaman will inbound it for the Pirates. Cross patterns for Harbor Beach. They get into Tyler Vollmering. It's actually tipped out of bounds by Sean Quady. And Harbor Beach will try this now on the side in front of the Marlette bench. Into the backcourt to Brady Kirsch going against number 5, Barrett George. Over to Ryan Seaman, left wing, trying to feed into Tyler Vollmering in the low post. Nothing there, feeds it back out to Brady Kirsch. Screen from Gaffke to the right. Cody Seaman dives down the lane to Tyler Vollmering, wide open in the lane. The layup is good from the left side. Tyler Vollmering's first 2 points, Harbor Beach within 6.
Beautiful pass by Cody Seaman to set that up.
And very patient from the Pirates. Andrew Storm bringing it up for Marlette. Stands at 6'4" above sea level.
Of course, man-to-man is the defensive choice for the Harbor Beach Pirates, but looks like they are playing more of a zone-ish.
Into the corner, Barrett George for three, in and out, no good. He reams off about four times. Rebound, Jason Gaffke.
It's almost like a matchup zone.
Brady Kirsch down on the baseline, left side, and he is tripped up. And we have a whistle going against Marlette. That'll be the third team foul for the Red Raiders. And the foul goes against number five, Barrett George, his first. Substitution, Red Raiders, Marcus Armstrong, a 5'10 sophomore, replaces number 14, Sean Quady, the freshman.
Barrett George made that cardinal sin. You never, ever give up the baseline.
Especially Sundays at 7 p.m. Jason Gaffke gets the inbound in the right lane on the baseline. Now Cody Seaman feeds it back to Gaffke. Skip pass to Vollmering in the lane. Goes up, and the floater is good. Tyler Vollmering off balance. Gets it to fall for another 2 points. It's a four-point ball game, 12-8. Harbor Beach on a 6-0 run with 2:35 left in the first quarter, 12-8 Marlette.
Now look at this defense. This is interesting.
Hunter Kelly feeds into Storm, feeds into Isaac Dale against Gaffke. Down to the baseline opposite corner. Back out to number four, Hunter Kelly, and they go out of bounds. It'll be Harbor Beach ball.
It's a matchup zone, but anyone that goes into that low post move or low post area, Gaffke picks them up like a vacuum cleaner.
You're paying income tax all the way to the point where it's nearly illegal. And Cody Seaman feeds it into Tyler Vollmering, goes right between the legs, out of bounds, turnover Harbor Beach. That's their third. Marlette ball, 12-8. 2:12 left in the first quarter. Marlette with the lead and the ball. Andrew Storm dribbling against Brady Kirsch. Feeds down to the left block. Goes up. No good shot. Rebound Tyler Vollmering, and we have a whistle. This will go against Marlette. And the foul goes against number 22, Marcus Armstrong. He's officially in the book with a foul. That's the fourth team foul for Marlette. And four straight fouls for the Red Raiders. 2 minutes remain in our first quarter. 12-8, Marlette by four. Cody Seaman at the right elbow to left elbow. Tyler Vollmering dives down the lane, and it is tipped away, blocked by Andrew Storm from behind. Harbor Beach will get another shot at it on their baseline. 1:49 left.
Tyler Vollmering is quite a worker out there. He has really stepped up his game this year.
Brady Kirsch gets the inbound in the lane, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. And they're saying it was on the floor before the shot. Heavy body on the foul, goes against number five, Barrett George, and that's two quick fouls for Barrett George. And the fifth team foul for Marlette, so Sebs comes in to another forward, number two, a 6'3 junior, Charles McClatchy. Replaces Marcus Armstrong. In fact, Barrett George stays in. Gaffke gets the inbound, misses the layup, goes up, gets his own rebound, and it's swatted away by McClatchy. Left wing, Andrew Storm against Brady Kirsch, dives into the lane. The off-balance floater is good, and Andrew Storm has 8 points. Back out to a six-point lead for the Red Raiders. Ryan Seaman, right wing, dribbling to the free throw line, and it's swatted out from behind, out of bounds, high reach ball. Sub coming in for the Pirates, replacing Tyler Vollmering is Ethan Guza, a 6'4 senior. So Harbor Beach going with a little more height right now. Inbound to Brady Kirsch, left wing. Nothing there, starts his dribble to the free throw line. Right wing to Ryan Seaman. And it gets picked away by Andrew Storm, going the other way. Jump stop layup is good. Storm in double digits with 10 points. Back out to an 8-point lead, 16-8, 1 minute remaining in the first. Cody Seaman down to the baseline, and it's tipped away off the hands of Hunter Kelly, Harbor Beach ball. We have a sub coming in, red jersey to number 22, Marcus Armstrong, replaces Andrew Storm is actually going to sit down, as well as Barrett George. Replacing him is Sean Quady, the freshman.
It's a good move by Coach Storm. Rest some of his players in the last minute of this particular quarter.
Brady Kirsch and Ethan Guzzi, right block. Shot is no good. Rebound by Charles McClatchy. That name's going to give me trouble all night. 44 seconds left in this first quarter.